Hi, Michaela. So I've already started to do your first body talk session, and I'm going to kind of share with you as I go along and just pause and record and then do techniques and we'll tune in and do the tapping and then let you know what I've done. But for the meantime, I always start off by tuning into whomever I'm working with in my workshop space, in my mind, and get a felt or visual sense of that person before I even start the body talk session. And I saw you as being like a whirlwind, tornado or whirlwind, spinning and spinning, and then stopping very briefly and then spinning again and then stopping and catching your breath and spinning again. And the sensation was one of being dizzy, yet trying to see in a straight line. And it felt like it was this concept of needing to see ahead, needing to see a path ahead, trying so hard to see what lies ahead, getting clarity on what that looks like. But the dizziness prevents that from happening. And then the dizziness is caused by needing to look at all possibilities. So for me, this feels like a tendency to want to understand and give meaning to everything. So constantly looking at all possible possibilities, considering anything that might be related to this or might explain what's happening now and what that means for the future, etc. So like really so much going on in the head. And what that actually does is just creates a whole lot of overwhelm rather than getting clarity in this moment. Okay. And it almost felt like there was some nausea, and like the word I wrote here was icky, like an icky feeling in the digestive system and the belly of just, if you were just to imagine constantly spinning and spinning, but it's also related to the anxiety and overwhelm. Then I saw an image of a flower blooming in the sunshine, and as I was sitting watching it, there was a sort of antsy feeling of like, why am I just sitting here staring at this flower? I can't just sit here and look at this flower. And I felt into this part of me that really battles to be still. And what came up was, it's not about just sitting and looking at it. It's about really becoming connected with that flower. It's about feeling the texture of the flower. It's about smelling the flower. It's about looking at the different hues at different times of the day. It's about feeling the dew on the flower in the mornings, and maybe even like putting a bit of that in your tongue and tasting it. And so that's just what came up there. You can take your own meaning from that. And then there was a sense of just being able to sit very grounded with the flower, breathing, grounding, and being with the feeling of urgency and that sort of antsiness, and I don't know if the word antsy is even a word, but it's what came up. This antsy feeling, and that it's okay. It doesn't have to mean anything. So feeling that urgency and that anxiety and that antsy feeling doesn't have to mean anything. It doesn't have to be good or bad. And being able to just actually sit quietly and observe it in the body and let it just be what it is. And just generally bringing curiosity and wonder to your experience of life and to your experiences in your body. So those are the things that came up when I first tuned into you. I then needed to tap out your cortices, as well as switching, as well as the Bebose technique. So Bebose is around, or Bebolts, I don't even know how to pronounce it. It's supporting the parasympathetic response or the rest and digest response. And all of these have to do with the nervous system. And I had to connect all of them to the hypothalamus. So the hypothalamus is related to regulation of the endocrine system, and also general regulation and balance, and autonomic processes. So the autonomic nervous system is the one that's involved in fight, flight, and rest, digest. And this is really about self-regulation. So around the brain and the nervous system being able to become more easily regulated into not spending so much time in an activated state, but rather spending more time in that regulated, calm state. Okay. Now, I'm going to see what else we need to do. Okay, so what I've just done now is I've tuned into the blueprints of the left and right hemisphere, and I just needed to balance those. So as we've evolved, the right hemisphere has become larger than the left because of our focus. The left hemisphere has become larger than the right because of our focus on intellect and cognitive functioning rather than intuition. And as a result, in many people, the left hemisphere tends to pull in one direction, creating a slight torsion in the brain. I mean, it's obviously ever so slight. It's not this huge, big twist, but it's enough that it can actually create a little bit of a torsion on the corpus callosum between the two hemispheres. So I just had to work with the blueprint to better align the two hemispheres. And this left and right alignment has a lot to do, obviously, also with masculine and feminine, and balancing giving and receiving, and the whole and the qualities of masculine and feminine. I then needed to do whole body alignment. So, for instance, your right side of your body at the top, like your shoulders, felt higher than. So, this is again just working with your blueprint. So, better aligning your blueprint, your right shoulder, lowering that. Aligning along the midline, aligning the pelvis, and then looking at the legs and the hips. And just aligning, better aligning your blueprints along the midline, left and right, and doing whole body switching to integrate left and right balance within the whole body. So I'm going to ask you to just tap that out for me now, so you can tap on your head and your heart and your belly as you feel like you want to. So just taking it at your own pace until that feels ready for you. Okay. So we worked here now with a fear of not knowing. Underneath that is feeling of being unprepared, and underneath that is a fear of losing control. So if you don't know, you're not prepared, you'll lose control. And there's a, like, the anxiety there feels like a real sense of everything falling apart. Like the bottom falls away and there's nothing. There's a huge big void. It all just falls apart. And that then linked to the brain stem with a focus on the freeze response, which is a dorsal vagal response around survival and overwhelm. I then had to bring in a satellite, which was a focus on a belief that you have to work to be safe, that effort is required. So in other words, you can't just be safe. It's something that you have to do. It's up to you to do it. It's not that you can trust that life will be safe, that you will be safe, unless you are thinking about it, planning, trying to understand it, give it meaning, etc., which is what has served you in the past. It gave you a semblance of control. It gave you a sense of being in control when things did feel overwhelmed, and it didn't feel like you could possibly trust those around you because they also were overwhelmed and they also didn't know what to do or how to manage it. And so you found a way of kind of being in control through preparing, through vigilance, through thinking, you know, the head stuff. And so this has always felt like then something that you must continue to do in order to be safe. So parallel to that, I had to then do a sub-session, and the whole, this all fell under the umbrella of Saturn and the qualities of Saturn as limitation. So there's, you know, there's the healthy aspect of this, but this is the pathological aspect of limitation. And I had a visual of a pipe with water flowing through it, and then someone standing on the pipe. And this pipe was actually like life force. It was the abundance of life, and the standing on it is the need to be in control, the need to understand, to give meaning, to be prepared, etc. Actually stops the flow of life. It stops that flow of abundance. So within this umbrella underneath Saturn, I had to work with the fear of allowing life, the fear of receiving the abundance. And here I had an image of someone trying to drink from a fire hose, you know, so it just feels like if you were to receive it, it almost feels scary to receive that abundance. It feels like it would all just be too much. But again, this is coming from the perspective of feeling like you need to manage it yourself. Okay, so it's not something that you're simply allowed to receive. It means that you would have to work. You'd have to do something. So then it feels like, no, this is too much. It's too overwhelming. So that linked to your throat and your lungs with a consciousness there of receiving. And there was a real sense of fear, of a fear of being choked by life. Okay, so you can tap all of that out now, tapping on your head, your heart, and your belly until it feels like it's ready, and then you can stop, or until it feels like it's integrated. It feels good to stop. All right, so what came up next was cellular repair. And the focus here was on the lungs. So when I tuned into the lungs, so I can't remember exactly what you've been diagnosed with or how you're experiencing it particularly, but what I saw was it was almost as if the alveoli, so it was as if, imagine a sponge that is fully saturated. And when that sponge is saturated, it can't take in any more water. And it felt like these alveoli are so full and saturated that they're unable to receive more air. And so we needed to work with replacing the old genetic code and introducing a new genetic code that's going to result in those alveoli and the cells becoming more porous as such. So almost like that sponge is squeezed out and you put it in the water, it just receives so much more water, right? And that's what it feels like. It's almost as if the cells, the focus here was on shifting them from being too fully saturated to becoming more porous and able to receive and absorb more oxygen. And so as I was doing that tap out, what came as well was the belief that it is safe to receive life. So again, that kind of drinking from the fire hose analogy is that actually you are able to receive that life force, that kind of almost gushing energy, but you have the capacity to receive and absorb it and to hold it. Okay, so that was what we did there. So you can tap that out as well, and maybe just put one of your hands on across your lungs and your heart while you do this. Okay, so this was another cellular repair for the lungs. This time, working with the visceral pleural membrane. So the visceral pleural membrane is the inner part of the... There's two parts of this membrane. The one is attaches to the chest wall, and the visceral pleural membrane is the inside part, which covers the lungs, the blood vessels, the nerves, the bronchi. Now, it's almost as if this part is so, there's such a strong focus on protection, and it's also very much related to heart as well, because the lungs are near the heart. There's a whole lot going on around heart protection, protection around overwhelm from life, etc. If you could almost imagine, it's as if this pleural membrane is sticky and it's almost suffocating the things that it's covering or that it's in contact with, because it's like a suffocating carer, like if one were trying to care and then smother and protect, that's what it feels like this pleural membrane is doing, the visceral pleural membrane, and so I had to do a cellular repair on supporting the capacity to just what I actually ended up doing was bringing in easy water as well and almost lubricating it, and just it's became less sticky, and this is also what's going to happen in the time to come as a result of this cellular repair, And it's helping it to have more movement and fluidity and not be so suffocating and so stuck on or so closely stuck on. It's the only way I can describe how I'm visualizing it. But anyway, I trust your body knows exactly what it's doing. So that's how I tapped it out. And let me see if there's anything else now. So you can also just go ahead and tap that out. Just put your hand on your breastbone, please. So that's a link masseters to the breastbone for that. No, that's it. A very interesting session. What is coming up is that it would be beneficial for you to, if you've got frankincense essential oil, to put a little drop on your heart center every day. Okay, just a little drop on your finger and then directly onto your heart center. Okay, please can you tap out your cortices for seven days to further integrate the session. And I need to tune in to see when I need to do a repeat. Okay, so this is very odd because I'm not getting anything for further or future body talk. So what is coming up is I need you to tell me when you feel like you need a session within this time that I'm coaching you. So just let this all do what it needs to do. Notice what's happening. Try just be with whatever's happening without it needing to mean anything. And at some point, your intuition is going to tell you that it's time for another session. Will you please let me know when you feel that? Okay. It feels really important that this is left for you to do as opposed, even though I am tuning into your innate wisdom and your intuition, for some reason, you are needing to tell me. Okay, so I'm going to leave that with you. Please let me know if you have any questions at all. And don't forget your courtesies for the next week. Take care. Bye.